Welcome everyone to the EOS Fireside Chat for March 22nd, 2023. We've got a great show for you today, starting off with the EOS Network Ventures pledging 20 million EOS for the EOS EVM. We got a lot of people from the EOS community at events this week. We're talking Paris Blockchain Week, San Francisco for the Game Developers Conference in Washington, D.C. for a couple of events there as well. There's Pomelo Season 5, final stretch. You got two more days to donate. We've got an operations health report to review. We've got an article to Be Your Own Bank by Eve that we'll be talking about, as well as the Cointelegraph top crypto influencer NFTs. And of course, the EOS Community Poker Tournament is coming up this weekend on Sunday. And we're going to wrap it up with community questions, open mic, off-topic banter. Who knows exactly? We'll find out in an hour or two. All right, so EOS is a layer one smart contract platform that is governed by its community and the only crypto network that had its foundation emerge organically from within the community years after the launch. Ever since the EOS network took its faith into its own hands by freezing the vesting tokens originally allocated for Block One and establishing the EOS Network Foundation, the network has seen a profusion of initiatives being researched and deployed in the last 18 months. We're talking the ENF launch, the Pomelo crowdfunding platform launch, the Yield Plus and Recover Plus programs, the grant framework launch, the Antelope rebrand, the Antelope Coalition, the EOS Independence Day, the EOS Roadshow of 2022. We got much recently the inter-blockchain communication being activated on Antelope chains. There's the upcoming EOS EVM launch, the upcoming EOS Networks Ventures launch, and some strong EOS partnerships recently being established with Binance, Messari, and the city of Busan in South Korea. And by the way, many of these EOS funding opportunities are still available today. So whether you're new to our community or you've been with us for years, we encourage crypto builders of all kinds, from content creators to developers, to take a look at the new EOS. Find out how you can get funded while adding value to the EOS ecosystem. So in case it wasn't yet crystal clear, EOS is in the midst of an epic narrative reversal, and the new EOS has the potential to become one of the most legendary crypto redemption arc stories of our time. Thanks for being with us. My name's Stefan. I'm one of the block producers on the EOS network, and I'm happy and honored to be your host today. So we are live on Discord. We got 30 of you joining us. Maybe a few of you in Europe missed the start time due to time zone changes. But we appreciate you guys joining us live on Discord. Join the conversation at any time. Shout out to everyone watching live on YouTube, Twitter, or on the replay. We appreciate you guys being part of the EOS community. We appreciate you guys tuning in and participating in these weekly EOS Fireside Chat. So, of course, we encourage you guys to join me and all our guests on stage anytime you want. Just get in here, share what you think. Also, share your memes in the chat. Spam your emoji reactions on Discord. Let's make Dave's job of making this show visually interesting as easy as possible. All right, before we get started, let's review what the POP tokens are all about. We've had a lot of new members actually joining the community in the last couple months. And recently we had some questions about the POP tokens. So you can earn POP tokens by attending a variety of EOS community events, such as this Fireside Chat. There's also other events. EOS Support is hosting some Twitter spaces where they're giving out POP tokens. Other community members as well are awarding POP tokens for the Chinese community. There's recently some Telegram fireside chats going on out there. You can earn tokens there and a couple other places as well. If you're hosting EOS community events, reach out to me and we'll get you some POP tokens so that you can distribute them to your EOS community. So once you get your POP tokens for free by participating in the community, you go to our Blend page, which I will share the link in the chat in just a moment, and you can convert four of those tokens into a raffle ticket, and then at the end of the month you can win some EOS prizes. There's a grand prize of 50 EOS, and everyone who joins gets at least one NFT, perhaps a party cracker, perhaps a Pomelo NFT, perhaps a EOS hotshot character. Who knows what you're gonna get, but so get in there. So the March ticket is now available. All right. So, first topic of the day, EOS Network Ventures pledges 20 million EOS for EOS EVM. That's the big news of the week. Unfortunately, Zach and Eve are not here to share more about this big news, so I can only go on what we've seen so far. But the tweet from Eve from 2 days ago was actually pretty good, so I'm going to read it out here for everyone in case you missed it. So on March 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, Eve tweeted, breaking news. Oh, Denny, I'm going to mute you before I do my speech here. There we go. Breaking news, EOS Network Ventures is making a formal commitment to invest $20 million directly into EOS EVM and GameFi projects. In addition to being by far the fastest EVM, EOS EVM will also have the most funding available for builders. EOS is officially open for business. He continues, launching on April 14th, EOS EVM will redefine the limits of what's possible with an EVM. It may be hard to believe, but EOS EVM is 20 times faster than Avalanche and 3 times faster than either Solana or Binance Chain. With $20 million of funding available, why wouldn't you build on the best EVM? So one thing that the EOS community has learned is that having the best tech is cool, but in this industry, people chase more than just tech. With $20 million up for grabs for EVM projects, we expect a massive influx of developers who want to take advantage of these funding opportunities. So the $20 million of commitment from the EOS Network Ventures has the goal of quickly establishing EOS EVM as the market leader. We want to attract the industry's best developers and teams to build on EOS EVM. Now, in addition to having the best tech, we have 20 million reasons why a dev would want to build on EOS EVM. Is there an application process in place? Asked DJ Strike and Nova. Not wasting any time. I like it. I'm not sure. But you could probably reach out to Eve or Zach, and I'm sure they'll point you in the right direction. So yeah, so that's pretty good news. Would love to hear what you guys think, because I can't invite Zach or Eve to tell me what they think. And if no one else joins, it's just going to be me talking for about an hour, which is fine, but I'd rather hear what you guys think as well. Daniel Keys in the comments. wants us to show him the money. It's coming. It's coming, apparently. 20 million of it. Which I may have said 20 million EOS up top at the top of the show. Sounds like it's more $20 million, which is slight difference.
Did I catch that right? In that it's April 14th is the day it's coming out or officially released?
The EVM is released on April 14th. So I don't know if this fund is going to be live on April 14th as well. But yeah.
So for all the people, for all the people that are when EVM, I can now just give them a day. And
exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. And a couple firesides ago, we talked about this. Zach kind of set some expectations that they're not necessarily encouraging all EVM projects to launch on launch date, right? Not necessarily the best idea, but we do have Esteban from TrustSwap, who was in there saying that he definitely plans on launching on launch day. So we know there's at least one application that we're probably going to be able to play around with on April 14th on the EOS EVM. Of course, TrustSwap is building a swap. I think it's a fork of one of the popular decentralized exchange on Ethereum. But he's also building a fun little poker game. Five card stud, if you will, and just kind of to show how easy it is to create new EOS EVM accounts, interact with the chain, build a small game out of it, and see how fast it is and how cheap it is. So I've been playing around on the testnet a bit in Esteban's chat, and so I'm looking forward to trying that out, hopefully on April 14th. CoinDesk came out with an article on the topic, which is nice to see. And then there was a couple others on some small sites that we found, but may not have been completely accurate, so I'm not going to share them here. Yeah, there we go. EOS EVM launch roadmap. Oh, there we go. I must have missed this. Oh, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. There we go. Liam here saying that they've released a roadmap to launch that you can share around as well when people ask when EVM. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing, Liam.
No worries. And that roadmap's going to be updated quite a bit over the next few days, couple weeks. So keep your eyes out on the socials.
There you go.
I have a question. I don't know if you know the answer. This is Drew Buck.
Hey, Drew. What's your question?
I am just curious. So if I remember correctly, ENV has ENF funding as well as funding from partners. I'm curious if you have any sense for how much of this $20 million is ENF funding versus ENV partners.
I have no idea, really, but if I had to guess, and I will guess, I don't think we've heard of any official news of other partners, you know, making an announcement of entering the fund. So maybe it's just the ENF, but maybe it's not. And it just hasn't been announced yet, I guess. It could go either way.
Okay, no worries. I guess Zach or Eve will probably have better insight into that.
Exactly. All right, well, then Liam, if you're still around, maybe I'd invite you to talk about all the live events that a lot of the ENF team is attending this week and what's going on around there.
Sure thing. Give me a second here. I'm going to pull up my list because there's just been a ton of events that the ENF has kind of blitzed over the past month.
Yeah, I found a bunch of links this afternoon. So we've got, of course, Paris Blockchain Week, which I can share.
Got it.
A couple tweets here.
The Game Developers Conference, the Women in Blockchain Summit, and the DC Blockchain Summit as well. Both those last two being in DC. I know we've got a lot of people on the go to from the organization. That's why this is it's a bit of a quieter week for us. We've got Eve and Patty at Paris Blockchain Week, along with Zaisan, our friends from Zaisan, Rhett and Sebastian. Lots of fun stuff that's happening there. I've only seen a couple of pictures so far. Yesterday they had a private sort of wine tasting event with industry professionals and potential partners who are interested in getting involved in EOS. So that was a really cool event. We put out some pictures from that on their socials yesterday. News coming out from Upland as well right now that actually was just announced their hackathon, and I know Upland's at the conference with them right now as well. So just another great opportunity to spread word about the projects building on EOS. At the Game Developers Conference, we've got Zach, Bart, Arig, Brian, Steven, Brandon, Sapna, and Julie. So a whole team there, which is really fun to see. And then we got Val at the DC Blockchain Summit and Val in Virginia at the International Women of Blockchain event in Washington. So, yeah, we're quiet around the office this week because most of the team's out of the event spreading the word about EOS. And the results have been pretty positive from what I've heard so far. People are excited. And, you know, the more you go to these events, the more it compounds, right? You don't necessarily see the results of going to conferences the first time you go, but it really is the second time, or, you know, as you appear at multiple of these events and people start to see your name around, they start to say, hey, you know, I've seen you at this last event, or, you know, you start to build connections. So I really think after all the events that we went to last year, we're starting to see the payoff of those as we, you know, start to hit up some of these same events for a round two. And I was at Meet Denver earlier this month as well, right? So, yeah, it's been a packed month for the ENF and the conference tour.
Yeah, when you said you guys were not as busy this week, not as busy on the outside, but probably going, probably pretty busy internally with all these events going on. And I imagine it's not a coincidence that the $20 million investment fund has been announced the week, you know, at the same week as all these events are going. So sounds like the ENF team has some good ammo to attract attention and make great connections and hopefully new partnerships at these events.
Yes, you got it. It was really perfect timing for the announcement there. You know, Paris Blockchain Week is one of the biggest events in the industry, especially in Europe, right? So it's kind of the ideal place to really make something like that known. And then you might have noticed within that pledge, it's not just the EOCVM, but also GameFi projects, right? Being a big focus of where those funds will go. So that lined up perfectly with us being at the Game Developers Conference. So there was definitely some strategy involved in the timing of that announcement, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Some heavy hitters from the ENF at that Game Developers Conference.
Yeah, we got Zach and Bart, right? I think this is maybe Bart's first event, maybe a second event that he's attended since joining as the CTO. So, you know, a good chance to sort of flex our team on the industry.
And then the other two heavy hitters, Eve and Patty, out at Paris Blockchain Week. I know there's a panel tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, Eve has a panel, the future of blockchain, I believe is what it's called. Actually, let me just really quickly pull up the list of everyone who's going to be at this.
Yeah, I got the tweet here.
NFT gaming and the metaverse, what's your next move? So again, tying into that whole gaming narrative, which is really great. We've got, he's going to be alongside Robbie Jung from Animoca Brands, Sebastian Bourget from The Sandbox. The Sandbox is a massive, really cool project, metaverse ecosystem. Betty Dubney from the Oikos ecosystem, which is a GameFi ecosystem, I believe, based on the Phantom Chain. And Suche Shang from Kokone, which is one of the biggest avatar services in the Web 2 world that's making its way into Web 3. So it's cool to see Eve at this panel with, again, some heavy hitters in the GameFi industry and really making a name for EOS in the GameFi niche. At the same time, this big announcement's being pushed out about the ENV investments. We've got the testnet launch date on the horizon for EVM. IBC just launched. Timing couldn't be more perfect with the presence that we're having at these events.
Great stuff. Looking forward to hearing from everyone that's out there. Maybe next week if they're back.
Totally.
If everyone's back in the office at that time.
They'll be back, and I'm sure they'll give us a much more in-depth update then. And you'll probably see a couple more posts coming out on the socials very soon of some other events that we've got coming up. I don't think they've been announced yet, so I'm not going to... I probably shouldn't share them at this moment, but we've got at least, three more, if not four more, that are confirmed to have some people at in the coming couple of months.
You can share it, Liam. I don't think Eve or Patty or Zach, I don't think they're going to listen to this fireside, so no one will know. You can just share it. That's fine.
Well, I mean, I can share the ones I'm going to be at, because I'll be at Consensus in Austin, Texas later this year, or later in April, which is going to be super fun. And I'm going to be near you, Steph, at the Montreal Web 3 conference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so breaking out my non-existent French to come out there. So that's going to be a really fun one as well.
There's a lot of English in Montreal. It won't be too bad for you. When is that? That's mid-May, is it?
Yeah, May 5th.
All right. Yeah, I will likely be there. Now I'm going to be... The odds of me going there just went up a bit for sure. So yeah, it'll be nice to meet up.
Totally, maybe do some on location sort of videos for the community. It'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Anyone else here that's with us here today in Discord attending any of these events? They're going on, you know, all corners of the world. If any of you here planning on attending, I'd love to hear from you. If you're watching on the replay, or if you're going to be attending there in the next over the next couple of days, reach out to all of the people that Liam listed. It's always great to meet people from the community, so definitely reach out to them. Go say hi if you're going to be at one of these conferences. All right, moving on to our next topic of the day, Pomelo Season 5. Just about wrapped up. I think there's 2 days left for donations. So get out there, make those last minute donations. There's always a lot of them that come in last minute, which is always fun to see. And quick throwback to last week's Fireside Chat, where we had our speed dating pitch sessions, where we on the Fireside 30 seconds to pitch your grant. I think we had 25 people join us on stage here, give a 30-second, as low as 3-second pitch for their grant. And I went out and I created the collection like I said I would. And so if you want to donate to all the grants that showed up last week, you can easily do that through my collection. If I can find it. Search for Fireside. There we go. That does the trick. Show us your collections. Yeah, exactly. Daniel Keys wants to see your collection as well. I donated. That's how I usually donate last 2 seasons since this feature is out. Just basically browse the collections and donate one EOS to everyone. So if a grant is popular, it shows up on a lot of collections and I'll end up donating a couple EOS to those grants, which works out nicely. Daniel, did you have anything extra you wanted to share with the community today?
Yeah, you may have noticed actually we've added an extra 24 hours to the deadline to get your donations in. So we wanted to make sure there was time. We've got one last pitch session tomorrow, and I think we had the donations closing just before that. We wanted to make sure there's time for everyone in that pitch session to get those donations in. And so, yeah, we got technically 1 day, 16 hours left and 32 minutes to be precise in donations. And let me pull some of the results here right now. I see Andrew's got a pretty strong call to action there in the chat. I think we're just a little shy of 69,000 EOS donated. So let's make sure we hit 69,000, guys. Nice. That's right. That's nice. Right.
Man, been waiting months to play that.
glad to give the opportunity there. I'm just running the bot now. Let's see what the bot says. So we are now up to over 532 contributors. We've raised 65,852 EOS, which in dollar terms, we've already broken that $69,000. We're at $74,000 in fiat junk terms. We've got a pretty, there you go. We've approved this season 127 grants. That's just a tad less than last season. I think we had something like 133 or something like that. Which I'm pretty pumped about. I think we've actually increased the scrutiny on the grant review process this season. So it was harder to get approved. And the matching pool was smaller, but we still managed to get roughly the same number of grants approved. And we got some good quality ones out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the season wraps up go for those achievements if you're waiting to get some. Let me flex my. I donated all of my Eden allocation to my collection, and that managed to put me in rank number 4 in the top donor list this season so far. But still more than a day left. Maybe you can bump me down the list a little. Maybe you want to pass me on the donors list. Oh, another reason I drop a nice there. Look at that honorable donor, number 69. That was from season 2, I believe, or season 3. I think season 3.
Nice.
Was, yeah, that was. I didn't even mean to do that. That was just luck. So there you go. Have a look at your profile. You can see where you stand in the rankings. Maybe you can put me in my place and put me down the rankings. And that's it for me. I don't, Andrew or anyone else on Pomelo team want to add anything. And by the way, shout out to the Pomelo team. It's been an awesome season. And shout out to the God Gems team for all the support on helping us engage with the community, get the word out there. I see a bunch of the Pomelo team on this call here. Aiden, our designer, all-star. I see Denny here. I see Drew, our new product owner. I see Martin, the Dot Gents team. Yarrow, our full stack dev. Anyone else in the chat here? We got more team. Jay, Yevin, Catherine, doing all of our writing. Steph, thanks for hosting us here and giving us a platform to share the news about Pomelo.
All right, that was great, Daniel. I've actually got a couple more things to talk about Pomelo. The grand finale pitch session is going on tomorrow, like Daniel mentioned. Martin is going to be doing overtime on that pitch session, so it's going to go potentially over 1 hour, maybe up to 2 hours. If you still haven't presented in one of these pitch sessions, there's still time to sign up. There's the form, which I will link in just a bit.
Send that. Form is closed.
Form is closed. Martin, what are you doing to me?
Form is closed.
Ay. All right, then. We're locked and loaded.
Way too many sign-ups, so tomorrow will be fun. There's a little bit more time than for the speed sessions, so it will be 5 minutes per grant. And I needed to close the form in order to manage, people wanting to actually sign up, and there's always a little bit of back and forth. So we make sure everybody has the same information and got the link done. We have, I think, a total of like signups were around 15, 17. I got confirmation of a good 12 right now. So if there are any no shows and you want to pitch, then you're free to come by, but you will be, you need to wait till everybody else that signed up in the regular way did the pitch. Yeah, but it's going to be fun. And yeah,
there you go. Yeah, I definitely know the process, the last minute signups, the last minute back and forth, the scramble before the spaces goes live. Yes, I'm very familiar with that process. I don't blame you for closing the signups 12 hours before the show or 18 hours before the show. So if you miss your chance this season, make sure to sign up early. There's always fewer people earlier on in the season. I don't know if that's a function of people just aren't ready yet or what, but we need to figure out a way to get more people to do these pitch sessions earlier in the day, or else we get these massive grand finale monster sessions like tomorrow, which is fun too. So really,
yeah, it's a final sprint. It's the last chance to get like some funding, convince some donors, climb up either your own personal achievements or help another grant to to reach their funding goals. Some people, I always ask like what's your goal and what can you realize with this. So I think tomorrow will be exciting. Thanks to the Pomelo team for extending this 24 hours to make it work. Otherwise, it would be a strange pit session tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. In the chat here, I just talking about, making sure we help the grants that we see the most value in, because really that's what Pomelo crowdfunding platform is all about, through that quadratic funding mechanism. The more grants get donations from a wide number of people, the more the matching pool is allocated to them. And we want to make sure, the best grants get the most money. And one way to do that is by boosting your trust bonus. So that boosts the impact of your donation on the matching pool without having to donate any more money. So if you haven't, and these trust bonuses, they persist season over season. So you just need to do this once and you can boost your impact by over 50%, if I remember correctly. So right now there's a little survey going on from the Pomelo team. We want to know, did you know that you can now boost your trust bonus with a text message via SMS? And we want to know what you think about it. So let us know. There's one day left in that poll. And at the same time, why not go to Pomelo.io and increase your trust bonus to increase the impact of your donations?
And you can do that at any time. If you've already done all of your donations for the season and then you boost your trust bonus now, or even you boost your trust bonus after the donations end, before we finish our analysis, that trust bonus applies to all of your donations for the season. So it's not too late to do that if you've already done your donations.
Yes, great point. Great point. I need to remember to bring that up more often. So basically, you can boost your trust bonus right until the Pomelo team finalizes the numbers, which is, you know, even after donations, and you can still boost your trust bonus for that season. All right, final little Pomelo news. Well, it's pretty big news. Our Pomelo astronauts are going on an ordinals mission. There's a contest right now. Easy way to win some Pomelo astronauts and maybe choose to send one over to the Bitcoin ordinal mission. There's 25 astronauts so far that the community has sent over. You can do that at harvest.pomelo.io. There's some new filters too that allows us to quickly scan our inventory, find our astronauts, click that Bitcoin button, and send them off to the mission. So if you have a Pomelo astronaut, or if you have an extra one, consider sending it on that mission. I actually took a picture of our current crew. I'm gonna share it in the chat here for everyone. Nice looking crew of a diverse variety of Pomelo astronauts that have voluntarily chosen to go on this mission, not knowing exactly what's going to happen once the mission departs. All right. I think that wraps it up for Pomelo. What else do we have here on the agenda for today? Okay. Operations health reports. These are reports that the EOS Network Foundation releases every month. There's their monthly report, and yeah, it shares update in progress on a bunch of projects that are currently in works. There's a lot going on as usual, and this gives some nice detail. You can scan it quickly to visually see a bunch of information. I took a few screenshots, actually. I can share this one screenshot, I think, is a nice overview of all the programs and kind of the status of these programs over the last couple of months, so you can easily see the progression. There you go. All right, we had some more news and action from Yves Larose, CEO of the EOS Network Foundation. He was the author of a short article called Be Your Own Bank on Blockworks. And he doesn't talk about EOS, doesn't talk about any specific crypto in particular, but talks about the banking situation in the United States and across the world, and kind of It's a nice overview of the impacts that that's had to the on-chain crypto markets and kind of the implications that we need to be aware of moving forward. So nice article. Nice to see Eve being published in, you know, these mainstream crypto news media platforms. And another related news about Eve in media platforms is that Cointelegraph's top 100 crypto influencers, which Eve was named as number 46. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You can now mint these NFTs. It's on the Polygon blockchain. You can pay with your credit card, and the proceeds go to help victims of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. So, fun little way to donate to a good cause and, you know, accumulate a nice NFT in the process, which I actually think this is a great use case for NFTs. Nothing too world changing, but a use case that makes sense to me and, you know, definitely incites me to donate to such a cause. Increases the chances that I would if I get to add a fun NFT to my collection. So shout out to Cointelegraph for doing that. There's 100 mints available of Eve levels. 10 so far have been minted. I've got a couple of those. And so, yeah, get out there, grab one, and support victims of the recent earthquake. Drew correctly points out that Polygon does take longer than EOS for block confirmations, and you do have to wait some time for your transaction to confirm, which is indeed pretty annoying when you're used to EOS. We've got the poker tournament coming up this weekend. I'm excited for it. I hope to do better than last time, which I basically never won a hand. On Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern is when we're starting. Same deal as last time. We've got some NFT prizes up for grabs, some Pomelo astronauts. Actually, there's liquidity pools for these NFTs, if you didn't know. So it is possible to instantly sell these prizes if you win and you'd rather have some EOS. You can definitely do that. We're also putting up some EOS up for grabs, but you can't keep the EOS. You can only let us know which Pomelo project you'd like us to donate the money to. So there's 500 EOS up for grabs for the top five finishers. And then you guys let us know which grant you want us to donate to, and then we donate on your behalf. This is outside of the Pomelo matching pool allocation. The season will be over by then, but it's still a nice way that we want to kind of continue to support the people who make grants on Pomelo. So if you're a grant owner, you can definitely join this tournament, win some EOS, and tell us to donate to your grant. And that's all good. We had 75 runners on for the second edition of the EOS Community Poker Tournament, which was more than double what we had for the first one. I don't know if we're gonna double again, but it is 150 players max, so that we don't spend, you know, 4 hours of playing this fun little poker tournament for EOS public goods. So 150 people max, you got one rebuy automatically. There's no cost to enter. All you need to enter is an EOS account. You need to be part of the EOS Community Discord, which of course everyone in the live chat are part of. If you're watching on another platform like Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, join us. This is a great time to join us on Discord. Take the time to download Discord, create your account if you don't have one, join our server, join these Firesides Live, and join us for poker on Sunday evening. It's going to be fairly late for our European friends. I think it's like 2 a.m. out there, but like Martin says, you know, perfect for when you come back from the bar, you have a few drinks, open up a poker app on your phone, and play a bit of cards with the EOS community. Aiden sharing those poker gifts. Our first EOS Community Poker Tournament champion. Here we go. Round of applause for Aiden for winning the first one. if you're looking for more information, all the prizes, who won, who final tabled the last two versions, all that good stuff can be found on the EOS Network Foundation's blog. Last time, the second edition, we had Jum NFT winning. We had ByWire, Michael from ByWire finishing in second place, and Nicolas rounding out third place. And we had some notables like June and Denis making the final table. First edition of the poker tournament, like we said, Aiden took down the title. We had Jake 1-2-3 and It's Me Jor in second and third, with some notables from CAC and Phil Mesnier also making the final table. There you go. So join us to play poker. And if I'm betting, I'm probably trying to bluff you, so you should call. Yes, you should update your profile bio. Definitely, you're a champ. Should be writing that in caps everywhere. So actually, okay, so how do you join this poker tournament? It's fairly easy. Basically, the first step is to message me on Discord, send me a private message saying you want to join. Request me as a friend just to make sure we can send each other DMs. And then there's a form to sign up, to fill out, so I know what's your EOS account so I can send your prizes. And then I'm going to DM you the tournament link and the tournament in your personal tournament invite in the hours leading up to the tournament. And here's the form. Genesis Champ. That's got a great ring to it. So there's the form. Fill that out. Send me a DM. And let's play some cards.
You know what cheers me up when I'm feeling shitty?
What?
Rolled up aces over kings. All right. Yeah. Check raising stupid Taurus and taking huge pots off him.
Yeah?
Stacks and towers of checks I can't even see over. Playing all night, high limit, hold'em at the Taj, where the sand turns to gold.
Fuck it, let's go.
Don't tease me.
Let's play some fucking cards.
Party cracker for whoever can name this movie in the chat. First, party cracker up for grabs. I think Chase knows. No? No one knows? Come on, guys.
I know, but I'm going to leave it for the rest of the year.
Denny generously not taking the free party cracker. Guess is Ocean 11. Good guess, but incorrect. So then not a good guess at all. Daniel Keys dropping some hints. There we go, Rodrigo. Rounders, the greatest poker movie of all time with Matt Damon and I forget his name, but whoever Daniel shared there. Can't believe I'm blanking on him. Anyways, Edward Norton, of course. Jeez. At Poker Champ, yes, we definitely need a new member role. In this server, legendary Yana. Well done. Who is second winner? Yeah, let me get that for you, Yana. I'll send a DM. That's funny. Maybe we can add final tablelist as well. Give more people a chance to get that sick member role. All right, that kind of wraps it up for me, guys. There's some Upland news that I want to just shout out to Upland for doing great work in the GameFi space on EOS. So let me just share a couple quick links for you guys. They're really good with promotions and sale discounts, and they've got even NFTs with FIFA going on. So definitely good stuff from Upland. All right, are we going to do our first under 1 hour fireside chat? It's possible. It's possible.
also related to Upland. I'm not sure if this is in the links you're sharing there, but they just announced the Upland Hackathon in partnership with the EOS Network Foundation. So let me drop a link here where people can...
What? No, I missed that.
Reading about that. Yeah, this was literally just came out today.
Nice.
There are three tracks for people to get involved in: the FIFA World Cup track, the innovation track, and the track. Quite a lot of for grabs for people who want to, build out features in the DApp and bring new experiences to it. So check it out. It was just announced in tandem with all these events that the ENF's at. So really exciting to see that.
Very, very cool. Very cool. Love to see more collaboration between the EOS Network Foundation and Upland. It's great stuff. All right, so at this point, open mic if anyone has some thoughts, some questions, some off-topic news they want to discuss. Let's hear it. Under 1 hour, is this possible?
I have some news to share.
There we go.
Because I'm just pushing out this post right now. It's actually big news, so everyone who's here gets the update. That is that the EOS EVM is code complete. So we're getting ready to... head to testnet. Testnet is on the horizon. This is the code complete of the mainnet. Essentially the same that'll be going out on mainnet beta. Get ready for it, and there'll be a tweet out probably in about 10 minutes. I'm just writing this right now as I'm talking.
Awesome, that's great, Liam. Thanks for sharing that.
The light is on the horizon at the end of the tunnel.
There you go. Responses this week in the EOS Community Fireside Chat Google form. So if you're watching not live and you want to submit a question or comment, a topic for us to discuss, you can definitely do that. Here's the link I'll share in the chat here. All right, but other than that, I guess we're going to wrap it up in under 1 hour today. That's okay. Sure, we'll have lots to talk about next week when all the team from ENF is back from all of these great events. So, hope you guys and gals had a good day today. Hope you have a good week, and we'll see you again here next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Go EOS.
Oh, go EOS, of course. Thought something was weird with my outro.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't heard a single yeah baby today. Come on.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, we got some competing soundboards. DJ battle coming up.